Realty Nation. It's your host, Abhi Golhar. Welcome to the Think Realty Podcast. You're in for a treat today. We're talking about technology, single-family rentals, the SFR industry, and my good friend Inas, who has been a leader and at the forefront of this tech world in the real estate space for quite a while. If you're looking for brains, tech, and how you can grow your business, oh yes, this podcast is for you, my friends. It's for you. Before we get to him, though, I need to give a huge shout out to Think Realty, who is sponsoring this podcast. And you know what? I'm going to shout out myself because I'm one of the best looking guys for this podcast. Otherwise, they wouldn't have me do it. It's that simple, right? Totally kidding. Wow, that was an ego stroke. This episode is brought to you by the Think Realty Hybrid Conference and Expo in Houston from March 26th to the 27th. Set your sights on making 2021 a success and more knowledge and know-how by learning and networking with top real estate investing pros like Inas. For a limited time, receive a buy one, get one deal on both live and virtual tickets. Register for two tickets and enter the code PODCAST at checkout to receive the special pricing. Again, that's code PODCAST. Visit thinkrealty.com/Houston for more information. Wow. Let's get to it. A lot of tech, and I'm hyped up on caffeine right now, so I'm going to grab some water while Inas. First of all, welcome to the show. Super excited to have you. One of the things that I absolutely love talking about is technology. So let's get started. Give me a little background. Who are you? What do you do?
Yeah, so Abhi, first of all, I am super excited about being here this morning with you. And I'm like you. I love technology and I love talking about it. So I think we're up for a good treat for everybody that is going to be with us this morning. So I was one of the lucky ones who actually got into real estate early in my career. I came from tech and then got into operation within the real estate industry. And then I worked for great companies like American Homes for Rent. And then I left to go work for Altisource Residential, which then became Front Yard Residentials. Both of those are leaders within their area of SFR. When I was with American Homes for Rent, we had a few hundred homes. By the time I left, we were 37,000 homes. And right now it's the second largest of 52, 55,000 homes, maybe closer to 60 now. And then Altisource, when I started, also we had a few hundred homes. Then when I left, we were close to 15, 16,000. And when I left Altisource, I went back to tech. I now work for RealPage, which is one of the leader in property management software, or what I would say all software for the real estate industry, specifically on the property management front. RealPage, I got to give them a lot of credit. A couple of years ago, they wanted to get into the single family area, and they've made investments in doing that. So they looked at what they had, and PropertyWare was one of the programs that they had as property management software, but they needed to professionalize it or institutionalize it. So they brought in experts like myself to be able to help them do that. And then in 2019, December of 2019, we purchased Buildium, which is another great system for the SFR industry. And right now we're running both PropertyWare, Buildium, and what we would call Kigo, which is our short-term rental platform, under one business unit that is called mixed use within RealPage. And then my current day-to-day job is to work through all of the products and services that RealPage has to offer and bring those services to the SFR and make them available for us to be able to solve some of the issues that we've had to solve for prior. Things like utility management, a unified insurance place, a vendor marketplace, a vendor credentialing, ability to be able to work through the expense format, purchasing power in a more like a group or a club format. Those are some of the new things that we brought into the SFR. They were working wonderful at the multifamily level with RealPage, but we really wanted to bring them to single family. So we took the time to be able to professionalize them and get them into the single family. So that's a quick overview of who I am. I usually kid with people and say that I'm half of my brain is ops and the other half is tech. And I love this combination because it allows me to think about some really creative solutions from a technology perspective to solve for operational needs. And I was able to do that at RealPage, and I've been one of the lucky ones to be able to do that.
That's awesome. Man, like I said, I love these conversations because there are a lot of folks that only focus on real estate trends and buying property, et cetera. But when you start doing that and you start growing the portfolio, you're like, whoa. Now I've done all of this, and now I have to manage this stuff?
Yeah.
And I can't just hire a bunch of people? You're telling me that I have to use a CRM? Yes, that's exactly what we're telling you. Otherwise, things get really obnoxiously busy and they get overwhelming, and you're going to find yourself running into just this problem with having a job, because now you've built the best job in the world where you surround yourself in it, and you're in it every single day. But what you need to be doing is building a business, not building a job. And that's where the conversation of technology can really enhance your world and make it a lot better. So that being said, Inas, question number one, easy question, or we can make this as lengthy of a discussion as you want. I have three talking points here, but if this takes the entire time, so be it. How do you use technology to grow a portfolio and to grow a business?
Okay, so this is a wonderful question. And I'm gonna put in a lot of good word for technology in general here, but I wanted to talk about what technology and how does it benefit its operators. Because a lot of times I think that there is misunderstanding of how technology could be helpful and be able to provide you opportunities. So I'll start from top. What you typically hear when people talk about technology is benefits like it allows you to become more efficient. A good example on this might be a workflow management system that allows you to be able to take all your complex processes, break them down into single steps, which allows you to have standardization, lower your error rates, and overall provide maybe a better experience for your employees or for your operators. That's wonderful because it saves you time, it saves you money, and makes you more efficient. The second thing that people typically talk about when we're talking about technology is providing better experience. Things like better customer experience, better experience for your operators, owners, tenants, all of those. I mean, think about if you have a centralized place to be able to communicate with all of your constituents within your operation, it really allows you to be able to figure out what's going on with your business, right? Versus if you have multiple different places where you're doing your communication, you almost have to check all these different places whenever you're asked of a question or challenged to be able to provide an answer. So again, technology is good for, number one, saving you time and saving you effort. Number two is providing you great, great experience. Now, where people miss the boat, I think, is identifying opportunity. So in my opinion, technology is really great to be able to identify growth opportunities. So let me give you a few examples. And I'll start with the low level all the way up to the most complicated level. The low level things like what you typically use on a daily basis, like a website. A website allows you as a business to be able to explain to people who you are and what you do and what you're all about. Websites have been a really great way to be able to get business and grow your portfolio. I mean, most of our property managers out there, if they are in property management, they use websites to be able to explain to owners or to people about their services and who they are and what they do. And they get a lot of business because of it. Now, I'd also give you an example from an investment perspective, because I know a lot of your viewership is investors, individual investors. Back before I started working for American Homes for Rent, I ran my own real estate company that worked with investors. And I used to work with a lot of investors that had different ideas about how to invest. And I remember till day, a couple that I worked with, two homemakers that they wanted to learn about investing in real estate. And one of those two homemakers were very tech savvy. So she put up a website. She explains what they're all about and why they're investing. And she talks about her family, her husband, you know, her kids, same thing with her partner, business partner, that is. And then she also put on her website a link for people to fill out information about their properties so they can get a free CMA on their property. And when she went out to talk to people in her community about, you know, investing and buying their properties, she forwarded them or she sent them to that website. And she's gotten a lot of business out of the ability of people to get free CMAs, because she was the first one to talk to them before any real estate agent, before any other investor, before anybody else that would have gotten to these owners. And she was able to get some really great deals out of it. So again, if she didn't have the technology of the website, she would not have been able to identify those opportunities that there were great potential for her. So that's the low grade, in my opinion. Mid grade would be things like that they're becoming very popular nowadays. I'll give you a couple of examples. Think of my good friends at Roofstock or On America. Those are two platforms that they're marketplace platforms that allows you to be able to evaluate investment properties across the United States. So you and I are in Atlanta, but we could be on Roofstock today looking at a property in the middle of Kansas, Oklahoma, California, Seattle, if you want. And you can pretty much make an investment decision just by looking at the information and the pictures that you have. You still probably have to go out and inspect it in person if you like that. But overall, if you didn't have that technology, you would not have been able to identify some investment opportunities to be able to grow your portfolio. Because if you had to be very local, you only had the ability to evaluate your local opportunities versus now you have an opportunity to evaluate things nationwide. Now, this is what I would call the mid-grade of opportunity making within technology. Now, there is another level, which is a high grade. It involves a little bit higher level technology. So you talked about CRM. CRM, to me, it's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity. Do you know that there are companies out there that they take a look at, they basically scan all of the properties within a local market. They take a look at a lot of precursor and they figure based on AI technology, AI stands for artificial intelligence. They figure with the AI technology, who is going to be selling or putting their house on the market within the next 90 to 120 days. Think about that from an investor perspective. If you were one of the first few to know about somebody who's going to put their house up for sale, and you have an opportunity to talk to those people before they talk to an agent, before they put up their house up for on a multiple listing service, before they even do anything else, your chances of buying good deals is probably a lot greater than if you didn't have this information.
I've been taking a bunch of notes here, and I'm just like, holy cow. The one thing that you just said, and I've got a bunch of questions for you, and I think we'll probably get to maybe two of them.
Yes.
AI, that what you just said, how do you know if somebody's going to sell their property? That's insane. Okay, and that's what I want to talk about in a second. But I also do want people to know, like, there is a big difference between the doom and gloom of AI and what you'll see on Terminator versus what AI is actually being designed for. There's a big difference between AGI and ANI. So artificial intelligence we think about as this programming piece of tech that's so much smarter than we are. The programmed piece of technology is called ANI, artificial narrow intelligence. That's where all the R&D is going right now. The AGI, artificial general intelligence, is the doomsday, the Terminator stuff where less than 1% of R&D is going. So don't be frightened about Terminator actually and Skynet being like a real thing right now. We're like centuries away from that. What Inas is talking about is ANI, the ability to break down your processes and create workflows such that if this happens or if this occurs or if this is about to happen, then in the example that Inas just gave, if a homeowner is thinking about selling based on their behavior patterns online, then get in front of them with a preheated message on Facebook or LinkedIn or whatever saying, I'm the company you should sell your property to. So I just wanted to make that very big distinction and be very clear about that before Inas, you continue down your line of thinking.
Yeah, and this is a great, great distinction. And I very much appreciate you for bringing that up. This is actually something that I hear about all the time, especially in our industry. People are like, oh my God, AI, you know, you're taking over the world. That's not really what we're talking about. What we're talking about in very simplest form is you checking multiple different items a lot faster and a lot better. See, I think when we're making investment decisions, what we do is we check data points, right? We take a look at, you know, how big is the house? What can I rent it for? What can I buy it for? How long does that take me? What is my mortgage rate going to be? What are my payments are going to be? What are my expense opportunities are going to be? And you put all of that together in order for you to build your pro forma. And at the end of the day, you make a financial decision based on that pro forma, right? You as a human, that might take you, you know, a couple of hours to do, not because you're not smart, it's just because you're being diligent about the information that you're trying to do. If you could do the same thing in a machine and you could do this in a matter of 3 seconds or 2 minutes or 1 minute, that's the saving of time. Because now instead of evaluating one property, the same machine within the 2 hours that you needed can evaluate 100, 200, 1,000 properties and could basically point out to you the one that is going to have the best results based on all those what I would call precursors. And that's what AI is really good for. And that's where it helps us in our industry. So don't think of it like, you know, we're trying to intervene in people's privacy or trying to do what's going on. We're really just trying to read the precursor. We're trying to figure out based on their behaviors, how are they going to, or what are they going to do next? Another example I want to bring in on AI that might be of a great importance here is we're using RealPage now is offering and using AI for our tenant screening. And what we found with all of the data that RealPage has is that tenants pay their bills almost in a behavioral-like manner. If you really look at it, it looks like it's almost like a thumbprint of somebody. It's a behavior, not necessarily a one-time thing. Meaning you are habitual about paying your bills and you do that almost constantly in the right way. If you have a system that allows us to understand those behaviors, we can then predict in a pretty good accuracy level of whether you're going to continue on that behavior and you're going to pay your rent on time or you're going to be a bad tenant and not pay your rent on time. Think about how important that is for an investor. Because if you're an owner of one or two houses, your chances of somebody not paying rent could be catastrophic,
right?
To you, because if you've got two houses and one of them is not paying you rent, you're down 50% of your revenue. That's huge.
So
if you have any company out there losing 50% of its revenue, it probably shuts down very quickly.
Yeah. So there's
what I'm trying to describe.
Yeah, there's so much to unpack here, but we can't because we don't have any more time. That's the problem. Like we should do this for an hour.
Yes.
But here's the thing. Let me just kind of summarize.
Yes.
Number one, it doesn't matter if you are just starting out as a real estate investor or if you've been a real estate investor for like 15 years and you have some crazy robust process. Essentially what Anas is saying and what I'm also saying is you can break anything down from a super complicated process to a couple of chunks that you can have technology, AI, a CRM do for you so you can focus on more important things. I don't care if you're a fix and flipper, you're a wholesaler, you're a lender, you're a property manager, you're a build-to-rent guy. It doesn't matter to me. What matters is you are putting yourself in the best position so that you're building a business, not building a job. And ultimately, AI, tech, whatever you want to call it, is here to serve you, and it's here to serve you in creating KPIs, key performance indicators, that you can measure so that you know how to run your business, so that you know you're putting too many marketing dollars into yellow letters or into ListSource, where instead you should put your money into here, because this bucket is giving you a higher return on lead source investment than list source, for example. That's the vision that AI can give you. And if you can use these KPIs, you can use these metrics to your advantage, then you just got smarter than the next guy or gal that's out there. And that's what we care about. So, Anas, we got to end it, man. I know it sucks. I know. I mean, if we had an button bar, hit that button bar right now, you know?
No problem, man. Hey, host me again. I'd love to come back and we'll talk about other wonderful items.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're bringing cinnamon rolls, right? We're doing this in person next time. You're like down the street.
Yes.
I should have caught on to that. So we're going to make that happen. It'll be the Inas, Abi, and cinnamon rolls or bun show. I don't know. We'll figure something out. But we'll definitely have to do that. What's the best way that people can reach you if they have tech questions or just curious about how they can use AI in their business?
Yeah, so personally, you can definitely reach out to me via LinkedIn. That's usually my preferred method. Just go to LinkedIn, Inas Orabi, Inas Orabi. I'm the only Inas Orabi, I think, that you're going to have on LinkedIn. If you wanted to learn about RealPage and what we do, the platforms that we have, you're more than welcome to do that as well. You can go to Buildium.com to be able to evaluate Buildium, which is a wonderful, wonderful platform for somebody who's starting out. You can go to PropertyWare.com to be able to look up PropertyWare. Both of them uses screening. PropertyWare is the one that is using AI screening nowadays. Buildium is on the way to be able to use it later. And then if you're looking for other products within RealPage, you just go to RealPage.com and you go to SFR or single family or mixed use, and you'll find a lot of options in there for our industry. And again, if you have any questions, by all means, reach out to me. I'd love to talk to people. And as you can see, I'm very passionate about technology. And if there is anything I could do to your constituents, your viewers, I would love to help them out.
Awesome. And Inas, you've been great. Thank you very much, man. I appreciate it. I seriously wish we had more time to just talk, but you and I will do that in person. You're going to be in Houston. Wait a minute. I have to plug this.
Yes.
Hold on. 1 second. It's in my notes. I promise. Yep. It's right here in my notes. You are going to be on the State of the SFR Industry panel at Think Realty Houston, March 26th, March 27th. So, man, I mean, I'm there. You're there. We should probably have like a little side coffee session at the bar, whatever. Just talking about technology in the business. And I think that'd be a really good time for people to reach out, whether you're virtual, in person. That conversation needs to happen. If you're not thinking about tech for 2021, you're losing the game. And you know who's winning the game? We are.
Yes.
I am. Inas is. And you gotta level up here. So Inas, thank you so much, man. I certainly appreciate the time. I've got to run. You've got to run. We'll have this.
Thank you, Abi. It was great having talked to you today. Thank you.
We'll make it happen again next in the next couple of months.
All right.
Think Realty Nation. Here's the next segment. Now we're talking about investment strategies for commercial multifamily. But this segment is brought to you by my good friends at Narada Real Estate Investments and Marco Santarelli. Rock, man. Your premier source for cash flow investment property. Visit www.naradarealestate.com to learn more. So, a friend of the show, Rod Cleef, he is also a real estate investor, mentor, coach, and host of the Lifetime Cashflow through Real Estate podcast. Great guy. If you don't know him, you should. He wrote an article titled, How to Add Winning Amenities to Multifamily Investment Properties. But, there are a couple of things that he talks about at the top of this article that I want to point out. There are three popular commercial multifamily investment strategies, and that's what I want to talk about. Number one, yield or turnkey. If you're buying turnkey, you're buying with tenants already in place. You're buying with property management already in place. And for a lazy multifamily investor, this is the best possible strategy. You're like me. You don't want to do a turnaround. You don't want to buy a distressed asset and do like this value add play. You want cash coming in day one. Granted, you'll have to pay a little bit of your premium for it, but frankly, it's worth it. Number two, just said it, distressed property. Distressed property means what? You're buying a decrepit piece of crap multifamily unit, multifamily apartment complex, and it needs a lot of work. It's going to require heavy rehab. You're investing $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 a door, depending on the area, of course. And it's going to take a lot of time. Frankly, you will be negatively cash flowing day one in hopes of bringing a positive cash flow year two, year three, year four. But you get this at a massive discount. So don't sleep on the distressed play. The third type of play is going to be your value add. You're going to buy something that's already cash flowing, maybe a little bit, and the hope is over the next 2 or 3 years, You can renovate those units, turn it around, put some good property management in place, and sell it for more or hold it for higher cash flow. So you want to check out that article for sure. It's on the Forbes Real Estate Council. You go to Forbes.com and just type in how to add winning amenities to multifamily investment properties, or just look up Rod Cleef and you'll find this article. Super great guy, super informative article as well. That does it for the show today, boys and girls. If you have any questions, get in touch. You know how to do it. Go to thinkrealty.com. You can look me up anywhere online. Specifically on LinkedIn is where all my activity is right now. I'm relaunching my YouTube channel, so feel free to check it out there too. And I'm also taking the best clips from the Think Realty podcast and inserting them into some of the real estate videos that I'm doing on YouTube as well. So go check me out, Abhi Golhar Official on YouTube. So cool. That's that. And we know about the Think Realty Houston event, which I'm going to plug right now. So the show is brought to you by Think Realty Hybrid Conference and Expo in Houston, March 26th through the 27th. Set your sights on making 2021 a success with more knowledge and know-how by learning and networking with top-tier REI pros. Right now, for a limited time, you can receive a buy one, get one deal on both the live, in-person, and virtual tickets. Register for two tickets. Remember, you have to register for two tickets and enter the code PODCAST at checkout to receive this special pricing. If you want to do it, go to thinkrealty.com/Houston for more information. That does it for the show today, boys and girls. Until next time, happy investing.